Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I am Psychic Miriam, and I am so happy to be back on the air with you all. Of course, the night that I come back, I have a little bit of a cold, so please excuse my voice, but I am so excited. Just want to let you know the guest call-in number is 646-564-9789. And for those of you that are new to the show, I wanted to give you a few ground rules, kind of what we're going to go over, and then we'll definitely get started. For those of you who can't call in or who don't have access to a telephone, I'm also on chat on here, so feel free to hop onto the chat, and then I can answer questions from there. And for those of you who have called before, welcome back. I'm so happy that I'll be able to speak with you and that I'm going to be doing this weekly again, so you guys should get excited because I know I'm super excited to be talking to you again. Basically, the way that the rules are going to go is I'm going to go down the list in between topics that I'm going to be speaking with, and it's one question, trying to keep it under a minute or less just because of the fact that we only have about 10 minutes on air tonight, but I'll be again on next week. Again, that guest call-in number is 646-564-9789. Remember, one question, we're going to try to keep them at a minute or less. That way it's just one quick answer. And if you need more information or you want to extend on the reading that I'm giving you here or extend on me answering it, feel free to email me at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. All right, so I'm going to go by your area codes. The very first caller has area code 562. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
My question is, what do you see about me and John, our relationship?
Take a look. The relationship I see here between you and John actually looks like it has a solid foundation. It looks like it's a good connection. I do see somebody kind of being a little bit nervous to completely move forward, but I see here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, things should definitely start to kind of even out and move forward even more.
Oh, okay. So like around April 1st or something?
Right around there. You should start seeing a difference, and it's a much more positive difference here by the end of this month. So once we reach into April, things look very good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks. Going to be talking a little bit about feng shui tonight, and we're also going to be talking a little bit about meditation and how things can get going. Aqua Girl, I see your question. I will answer you on chat in just a moment. So feng shui, the three biggest things I always get questions about, and especially even today a lot because we're going into spring, is how can I get better love or how can I attract it? How can my money get better and what am I doing wrong? Well, the very first thing, and it's going to sound crazy, is definitely make sure your toilet lids are closed because you do not want money going down the drain. So if your house is cluttered, you know, things are, you can't find them, you don't know what's going on, if you could do that, number one thing is definitely close your toilet lids and all portions of your house and make sure that money is not going down the drain. So that's perfect. Before I answer you, Aqua Girl, I'm going to answer 617 area code. Hi, this is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. This is Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards work. Do you see me getting a new job this year?
Let's see. That shows, yes, actually. It shows something that will make pretty good money, actually, you being very happy. It shows the number 6, so it could be 6 days, 6 weeks, or in the month of June.
Wow. Wow, excellent. Boy, that was a quick reading, huh? You weren't kidding.
Well, so it's a good time for you, but I would definitely go forward with it. Keep on the lookout for it because it's coming.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
And it's good
too.
To have you back. Good to have
you back. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Aqua Girl, yes, the career is perfect for you. It's something that you definitely need to be in. You need to stick with it and kind of move forward with it. So email me, and I'll go into more detail with you about that because I see you're in chat. But it's something that has been coming in a long time coming for you, so it's going to be a great thing for you. So the next thing about it is love. Everybody wants to know how we can attract love, how we're doing things with love, what we can do to create new love, that type of thing. We're going into spring. People want people for weddings, summer, all that fun jazz. So for love, the biggest thing is, you know, make sure that you've gotten rid of anything from your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-lover, whatever. Just make sure you don't have old jewelry, things like that. Sell it, give it to a friend, unless it's something that is so sentimental that's from, you know, a family member that is yours. If it's not from something that's so sentimental to you, definitely get rid of it. And then you'll see that the different types of energies definitely come up. Also, if you hang pictures or kind of just inspirational words, or even if you write a sticky note, put it on your bathroom mirror of something that reminds you of the type of relationship that you want. You're kind of sending out that energy of, I want this, this is what I want. It's also a reminder to you of what you will put up with and what you won't put up with, because we really don't want to deal with somebody that we're kind of like, eh, I could deal without that. We don't want any of that type of drama. We want somebody that is going to lift us up and that we're going to lift up with. You don't want to be somebody's second option. You don't want to kind of have, you know, your leftovers. You want something brand new and something that's good. So the next area code that I'm going to be getting is area code 336.
Hi, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
And my question, excuse me?
What's the question?
Oh, yeah, my question is about love. Do you see a spiritual love partner for me coming in?
Let's take a look. Spiritual love partner. That shows yes. It shows sometime towards the fall, though, like September, October time period, and that's going to be a very long-term relationship for you.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, then. Hi, yeah, it's been...
Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead. What was you saying?
I was going to say, this is somebody that's kind of worth the wait. So don't... I know that when I say time periods of that far away, people are kind of like, okay, great. But it's definitely worth the wait for this one.
Okay. Well, if it's worth the wait, then I'll definitely be waiting.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
hanging
you.
There.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so another big thing that people wonder about, and Dove for Peace, I do see your question on chat. I will respond to you in just a few moments. So another thing that most people ask about is money. Money is the biggest thing. It's the number one question besides love that I get on a daily basis when I do readings. And, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. So like I originally said, make sure your toilet lids are closed. It's the easiest thing that you could even do. If you have any jade trees or a plush plant, you know, make sure that you have those in money corners. And if you want to know where those are, how to if you want me to expand on that a little bit more, just email me and I'll be able to expand on that more. And also, you know, make sure that you have a budget or something written down somewhere that's, this is exactly how you want to save, because when you see that number, subconsciously you're putting it out there, okay, I want to get that. Who knows? You get a scratch off, you get extra money to put towards that. It's just really putting out the energy towards it, so that's a huge deal. And that it does make a difference. I mean, I started feng shuiing, I could call it, my house about 10 years ago, and I thought it was the biggest load of garbage. And at that point I was just like, let me just see what this big whole thing is about. And it completely transformed my finances, the way my outlook is on life. It was a big deal, and now I can't get enough of it, and I would love to pass that on along to you so you can see, do different changes. Dev for Peace, I do see somebody coming towards you, and yours is also kind of later in the year, August, September time period. The next caller I'm going to take has area code 561.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to ask you, what do you see about for me and Steve?
Let's take a look. Is there a distance between the two of you? It shows kind of pulling away but reconnecting here, and you also have a time period of June also, actually.
June?
That's a reconnection. Yeah. I mean, it could be 6 weeks, but it really looks more like in the month of June of things being very, very, very romantic, very sweet, very kindled between the two of you.
Oh, that's a long time. Oh, my God. So he won't be around me until June?
No. You guys will definitely talk before then, but before it's very good and romantic and kind of not a little bit of an up and down, it will be by June.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So once again, everybody, the biggest thing here is if you need me and I'm not available, I'll be on Blog Talk again next Saturday, same time I believe I put it on there for. But you can also email me at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. And it also, you know, if you want to send me messages, I also have a website, www.psychicmiriam.com. You can go on there. That's a quick way to get a hold of me as well. If I don't get to you during the readings that we have right here, it's such a short amount of time, but I'm looking to prolong it, so we'll definitely be able to do that. And I can't wait to speak to you guys even more. Another big thing that I got an email about earlier for somebody who's a caller that's listening, it looks like they're kind of more towards the bottom of the list, so I'm not going to get to them, but is meditation. Just email me and I will give you step-by-step instructions of how to do it. Everybody thinks they're doing it wrong. There's really no wrong way to meditate. It's all individualized. But I'll give you the step-on-step way of how to do it and how to move forward. The next caller that I'm going to take is area code 415. Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I haven't heard your show before. Do you also do mediumship readings?
I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, no, it's fine. I just didn't read the bio, I guess. So,
that's okay.
I am looking for a new kind of work and things I haven't really done before. So anything career and just kind of how to get started, like in the kind of things in the next 3 months of just to get started on the right path.
For you.
Oh, okay.
May is that'll be a very big month. I see more towards next month. In April, you kind of really kind of put the pieces together of what you want to do, and you will network or meet two people that will help you with that. But May is a huge month for
right.
you with getting it all put together and starting forward. It's kind of like that's when the ball really gets rolling.
Oh, that's great. Anything about, like, meeting more people? Like, I'm kind of new in the city, so I'm not sure how to places to network, or have you seen me a
right.
certain way of meeting them?
It does show in an outing, so it could be that you're at a store and you overhear them and you kind of ask them a question, or at a coffee shop or something like that, but it also
right.
shows something electronically, so I don't know if you're looking something up, and then that helps you, but
uh-huh.
you will meet them next month, it's showing.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Alrighty. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So it is coming to the end of the show. I will stay on chat for a few more minutes to answer Lachey's question. But just know, again, I cannot wait to speak to all of you next week. I will try to extend the time to see if Blog Talk will let me do that. I haven't been back for a long time, so it might take a little bit. But I cannot wait to speak with all of you. Once again, you can email me at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. Or you can go to my website, if I could speak properly tonight, it would probably help. My website at psychicmiriam.com. I cannot wait to speak with you all, and it was such a blessing, and I hope that you guys have such a great week. Have a great night.